On the 24th day of October, Halloween gave to me 24 demons moaning, 23 heads skittering, 22 detectives thrilling, 21 wieners stretching, 20 zombies climbing, 19 Richards cheesing, 18 undead trains, 17 morticians regaling, 16 Vincents cracking, 15 Lees counting, 14 brides abiding, 13 Carfax abbeys, 12 fathers stripping, 11 au pairs drowning, 10 children creeping, 9 Roddies seizing, 8 snowy mazes, 7 bacons digging, 6 doorways bending, 5 children yowling, 4 zombie bulls, 3 haunted mirrors, 2 monster houses, and a fog that makes it hard to see. Well, hey there, everybody. Welcome to the 24th edition of the 31 Days of Halloween that places us squarely 1 week away from Halloween proper. Boy, this month has been incredibly quick. I want to chalk that up to the fact that all time seems strangely amorphous these days. But also, it's been damn busy. And part of that busyness has been doing this, which has been an incredible amount of fun and kept me personally focused on celebrating the season in a way that might have gotten away from me had I not, just due to circumstances with work and so forth, keeping me distracted and tugged in various directions. And so here on our 24th edition of the 31 Days of Halloween for Legion Podcast, first of all, thank you for being here. Second of all, the movie today is Demons by Lamberta Bava. a podcast on this very network might say, Mo Bava makes it Mo better. And is that true? Maybe. Bava is an interesting character. Obviously, he is the son of Mario Bava, who did, you know, Black Sunday and any number of classic horror films. Mario Bava is, you know, widely regarded as one of the greats of Italian horror cinema. Lamberta Bava is the son of a great of Italian horror cinema. And, you know, that doesn't make him a bad filmmaker or anything. But, you know, when you're making things like Devilfish or Monster Shark or whatever, you know, it was called in the region in which you saw it. And movies like this, there's interesting stories around all this stuff. And, I mean, this is not the podcast for that necessarily, but it is interesting to hear how Argento got involved with the project of Demons, how he sort of insinuated himself into the project in ways that perhaps Lamberta Bava did not necessarily want in terms of working on the script as well. And it sounded like there was a little bit of conflict and that kind of thing, but let's talk about the resulting product, which is Demons from 1985. The reason I picked this movie is because it is strangely influential for me. It's a movie I saw fairly early. When I think of Italian horror movies, it's kind of this and Suspiria and Phenomenon are the movies that first leap to mind, because those were the first ones I saw. I really came to Argento a little bit late and didn't really appreciate like Tenebrae and Profondo Rossi. So I'm a little bit of, not a neophyte, but I was then, I suppose, when I first saw Demons. It was just like, hey, I liked The Evil Dead. This sounded similar. And let's check it out. And so I will say this about Demons. Demons is a sloppy-ass movie. It is not what I would call a great movie in terms of logic, structure, pacing, narrative thrust, theme. All of that stuff is kind of sloppy, you know? And maybe that's the best term for this movie. It's just a sloppy-ass movie. You know, the characters are kind of important. There's the dude with the chrome skull that may or may not have been responsible for the whole thing, but that's pretty sketchy, and there's not a lot of direct through line to suggest that, other than he was handing out the invitations. But then there's also a lady who works there who looks all suspicious while she's looking sexy and mysterious. And it turns out she's just a plain old lady who works there. She doesn't have nothing to do with nothing. you know, why is there a motorcycle and katana sword? Yeah, we're probably going to need that later. So it's real messy. That said, here is why Demons is not only on this list, it is proudly on this list, and I will tell you that I'm a fan of this movie, despite the fact that it fails at being a movie in almost every conceivable way. I don't know who these characters are, I don't care. What I care about is the fact that this movie is fucking bananas. From jump, it tries to ape a little bit of that Argento style early on, with the kind of cat and mouse with the movie invite between our lead character and the guy with the chrome face. And, you know, there's this crazy movie within a movie that you're like, maybe I kind of want to be watching the movie that they're watching as opposed to this movie. But then, you know, things start to grow out of people, and I like when people become possessed by demons in this movie. It's really gnarly. It seems really painful and terrible to be a demon. That always struck me. There's a bit of apocryphal trivia about the fact that just accidentally somebody was wearing some reflective tape over their eyes, and when Bava saw that, he was like, holy shit, the demons need to, or maybe, holy shit, the demons, they need to look like that. that's terrible. I just can't do an Italian accent to save my goddamn life. Just can't do it. Don't have the ear for it. But one David Anders did, and included in the Devour the Podcast opening theme, one of the funnier lines from this movie, where one of the dudes sees a girl that has been injured and says, holy shit, she's a friend of mine. Oh, man. And this movie is just, it's filled with shit like that. It's a lot of little moments where this movie is so much more than the sum of its parts. But it because it is made of those little moments, you know, like taken objectively, Demons kind of doesn't work. But when you're in the experience of watching it, it's still very tense. It's super gory and slimy. Every scene is just an excuse to do a gag. There's a goddamn helicopter that falls through a roof at one point that's nuts. There is a scene, speaking of motorcycles and katanas, where rock music plays as a dude on a motorbike with a katana slices and dices demons in a movie theater. That's the kind of shit that Demons brings to the table. And as sloppy as it is, you're like, you know what? Welcome to the table. Have a seat. Let me get you a coffee. It's a fantastic movie. It's silly. It doesn't make no sense. But I like the fact that it ends in this big apocalyptic reveal of just like, oh shit, you thought the movie theater was bad, the whole world is fucked. And it's got a great little, not twist, but a little stinger on the end of the film, even as the credits begin to roll. And, you know, it's one of those movies, man, that is just kind of punk rock. And when I think of this movie, I think of it sitting alongside Return of the Living Dead as much for attitude as anything. You know, like, this was a movie that very prominently featured the fact that bands like, you know, Billy Idol and Access and the Scorpions and you know, rock and roll, Motley Crue, rock and roll bands were throwing music into this movie. And not just rock and roll bands, kind of the you know, very popular cutting edge kind of rock and roll bands. Hard to believe that at the time Motley Crue was seen as kind of taboo, but they were, you know, at the time of Demons production, Motley Crue was they were the bad boys of rock. And so getting them to do, you know, contribute to the soundtrack, that made a difference, you know. And Billy Idol too. Billy Idol was still coming out of Generation X or whatever. And when you hear White Wedding spin up in Demons, it's like, fuck yeah, let's get this on. It's a crazy movie. It's got this like vibrant and propulsive sense of energy to it that I just adore, man. Like, watching this movie is such... There are times where I'm like, this movie's fucking stupid. And then something will happen, like a demon comes out of a lady's back, and I'm like, this movie fucking rules. And so that is the push-pull of Demons by Lamberto Bava, is that sometimes what you're looking at, super dumb. And then, 2 seconds later, super awesome. And the man is a genius of schlock somehow. So that is our 24th film. And man, what a treat. Demons is a great Saturday movie. Spin it up. I think you're going to enjoy it. We've got 1 week to go, folks. 1 week until Halloween. And I'm excited to be talking to you about the movies that lie ahead of us. There's some really good stuff in there. And more than that, man, it's, you know, here we are. It's the last week. I'm really savoring it. Like, all of a sudden, it seems like it's gotten darker at night just over the course of the past week. And I know that's a gradual thing, but the realization has just come of like, oh my God, it's kind of dark when I'm done with work at the end of the day. And I love it. I love it all. I love the night. If I were a vampire, I would be an Italian demon movie loving vampire who adored this time of year as well. So basically just me, but with, you know, bloodthirst. So anyway, thanks for detouring with me down the world of me as a vampire. It was frightening for all of us. Folks, have a great Saturday. Have a spooky Saturday. If you feel like dropping me a line, please do so at bo@legionpodcasts.com. And let me know how you're enjoying the season, how you're enjoying the horror movies, how the bloodthirst has affected you, perhaps. And we'll be back tomorrow with a new movie. So see you then, everybody.